Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Our Maria is going to tell you what to be watching this weekend on the television.
Well, obviously the Eurovision's on tonight.
Yes.
RT1 at 8 o'clock. I am intrigued to watch it because Madonna's on it.
Yeah.
But that's all.
The only reason you're intrigued.
Well, just, I'm not a Madonna fan, but the fall at the Brits in 2015 was so spectacular. I just am kind of hoping for a repeat.
I would like to, like, I hope her new music is relevant and good. You know, because she still is a massive icon, and I would love her still to be in the charts and doing stuff that people were into.
The difficulty is that, like, people just still, when someone is an icon, they just want to hear the classics. And I know it's tough, but it's true.
Well, like, she is doing her new tune.
She's going to do both, yeah. She's going to do Like a Prayer.
Yeah.
And then she's going to do her new song, Future. Now, what I read was that apparently she was the one that came to the Eurovision and went, I want to be on the Eurovision and all do my new stuff. Because she's...
Because that's her voice.
Sean's laughing. Obvs.
How you doing? I'm Madonna.
If she lived in Ireland for 6 months, it would be her voice. But apparently she wants... It's fitting. So the all of the boycotting of the Eurovision because it's in Israel and all that kind of stuff is the reason why she wanted to perform her new stuff here. So...
Is that political then?
Why? She wanted to show solidarity with Israel.
It's peace. It's peace for the... No, it isn't particularly about Israel. It's more about the world and the way it is at the minute and that kind of stuff.
Music conquers all.
Yeah.
And it's called Future.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So we'll see.
See what that'll tell you. So that's Saturday, 8 o'clock on RT1. My personal favourite is Marty Whelan when we are in the final.
Even when we're not, Marty's amazing.
When he gets more and more bitter as the points are given out to the other countries. That's my favourite part.
He's far better than Mr. Graham Norton, I have to say.
Do you think so?
Look, Graham's brilliant and everything, but Marty is way funnier, I think.
Well, also there's an argument that Graham should maybe not be doing it for you. Whatever. You know, he's Irish too. But the reason then, Graham Norton is not on his own show this weekend.
Because he's doing the Eurovision.
It's Jack Whitehall, which I think is a fair...
You'd watch it just to see how he gets on, yeah.
It's so interesting that the only Eurovision commentators the British trust are Irish.
Yeah, Terry Graham.
And Marty is only eventually a matter of time before he goes to the UK to do it there.
He's a young whippersnapper. You know, his whole career's ahead of him. Come on, Marty.
So, Jack Whitehall on the Graham Norton show has Luke Evans, who was the guy that played the Beast in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
So you didn't really see his face. But he's in a new movie called Murder Mystery. Peter Crouch is there.
Crouchy.
To talk about his book, How to Be a Footballer. What a title. How did he come up with that? David Walliams and Gwendolyn Christie, who is Brienne.
Brienne of Tarth, if you watch Game of Thrones. Yeah.
From Game That's of Thrones, her. Yeah. And then... Okay, so I have two more things.
Go.
Puppy School. Like, is that not just everything you want in a TV show? So that's on tonight on Channel 4 at 8 o'clock. It's basically new parents of puppies bring them to this school and it teaches the parents how to look after the puppies.
Excellent. Well, teaching the parents is the important thing because there's no such thing as a bad dog, only bad owners.
Yeah, so there's Hannah and Jack and their Labrador Reuben. Laura from Cornwall, whose giant Newfoundland puppy was supposed to help with a fresh start after she had a divorce, and a Sheffield couple who have a feisty Dachshund puppy.
God, amazing. Seeing a Newfoundland puppy and a Dachshund puppy beside each other is going to be hilarious.
Emer from the Dermot and Dave show is back at base in Dublin, and I know she is like squeeing at the thought of this TV show. So that's tonight, 8 o'clock on Channel 4. And then, so we're all sad about Game of Thrones. Obviously the last episode is this weekend Monday. Mm. But it isn't the last flavour of Game of Thrones we will get because there's a documentary airing the next week. So it's the 26th in the US. So it'll be the 27th over here on Sky Atlantic. They're going to do it the same way they've done the episodes. So it's a look behind the scenes at everybody that put together. So it's less about the cast members and less about the characters and the storylines and everything. It's more about what went into creating these mammoth episodes like our... stunt director was talking about earlier on.
It'll be full of amazing statistics, you know, like it took 5,000 swimming pools worth of snow to film the... It'll be like, yeah.
Yes. So I'll play a clip of the documentary trailer.
Every episode has as much in it as one feature film.
It's like, oh my God. What was I thinking?
Winter's coming, yeah.
I can't even begin to imagine how this is going to look on TV.
Here we go. Been doing night shoots.
I could not have worked harder. I really have given this everything I have.
Ah, wow. Like those people deserve massive.
Well, I love
kudos.
The guy who says, winter's coming, yeah. It's like he was an actor in Game of Meh.
I saw a thing about, so they shot loads, obviously they shot like 90% of it in Belfast, right? But they shot all over the world. Yeah. And one of the places they shot was Dubrovnik. So in Dubrovnik, I think that's where King's Landing is. So they had to build a new King's Landing because... I've just got to be careful about spoilers. They just basically had to build a new King's Landing. So they built it in Belfast. They built it. They had like an area beside the stage and went, well, we could just build Dubrovnik here. And somebody went, yeah, that's a good idea. And they literally built the city beside them so they could shoot it there instead.
Do you know, I think they shoot it all kind of around Antrim, don't they? Why didn't they use the Giant's Causeway for something?
I don't know, but like, they did.
Did they?
Yeah, it's part of the Game of Thrones official tour. And you can, like, okay. If you get the helicopter tour, you fly over. They definitely use parts of it.
Okay.
Well, I know that. Beside it is, there's a ruined castle on this tiny kind of outcrop.
It's so gorgeous.
Which is amazing. And they use that.
I visited that castle.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Because we did a show one time from the Giant's Causeway.
That's right.
I was just driving. I decided I'd take the scenic route
home.
So
did I.
And I came around the corner and saw this castle literally out on a rock. It looked like something... from a movie. It doesn't look real.
It's
incredible.
Gorgeous.
I think it's Dún something. I can't remember the name. Someone will text in and 0874 100 102.
If you want to know the difference between Dermot, Maria and Dave, they both took the scenic route home so they could see some incredible castles. And I went to a place called Deco, which is a fake IKEA, and went there and I bought a couple of buckets. So, you know, we're all different, lads.
All right, Deco, give us a couple of buckets, will you?
Right, Maria, thanks very much. That is your telly. It's today. FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.